Hundreds of people took to the streets in Pakistan's major cities to show solidarity with the Palestinians for their resistance against the Israeli regime. The nationwide rallies were held to mark the International Quds Day in support of the oppressed Palestinian nation. Millions of Muslims across the world observe Quds Day on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan since 1979 on the call of late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. The main rally was held in the federal capital Islamabad, where angry protesters chanted slogans against the US and Israel.
Being a Muslim, it's our responsibility to raise a voice against what is going on, especially, you know, the Bayt al-Muqaddas. It is a very sacred place for us, for all the Muslims. And we seriously condemn all those policies which have been adopted by the West against the interest of the Muslims.
Israeli state is a terrorist state. They have piles of weapons of mass destruction, which they use against innocent Palestinian Muslims.
Addressing the rally, speakers strongly condemned Israel and declared that continued occupation of Palestinian land is the root cause of the Middle East crisis.
There is no doubt that Israel is the real root cause of the unrest in Middle East. Israel and US are deliberately creating a sectarian divide in the Muslim world in an effort to divert the attention from the real problem, which is the illegal occupation of Palestinian land.
Palestinians are seeking to create an independent state on the East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and the Gaza Strip, and are demanding that Israel withdraw from the Palestinian territories occupied in the 1967 war.
These protesters have strongly condemned what they call the colonial activities going on in Muslim states and terrorist attacks in Pakistan by its enemies. According to them, such tactics are an open challenge for the Muslim Ummah and the Pakistani nation. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.